إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، we continue the chapter 33 from Kitab al-Tawheed, from al-Mulakhas fi Sharh Kitab al-Tawheed, by our noble Shaykh, the explanation of our noble Shaykh al-Allama Dr. Salih al-Fawzan, حفظه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات. قال الإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله، وقوله تعالى: يا أيها النبي حسبك الله ومن اتبعك من المؤمنين، وقوله: ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه. This chapter is about from the ayats and from the hadith that the Shaykh selected. As this hadith, this it is about tawakkul. This chapter is about at-tawakkul ala Allah, to rely on Allah, to depend on Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, to trust Allah. Qala الشيخ الفوزان حفظه الله: حسبك الله ومن اتبعك، أي كافيك الله وحده وكافي أتباعك. That Allah is sufficient for you and for those who follow you. المعنى الإجمالي للآيتين. Now he mentioned two ayats, the Shaykh. Ayah 64 in Surah Al-Anfal and the ayah number 3 in Surah Al-Talaq. The ayah in Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says: يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ حَسْبُكَ اللَّهُ وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. O Prophet, meaning Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is sufficient for you and for the believers who follow you. Allah is sufficient for you and for the believers who follow you. In Surah At-Talaq, قال الله تعالى: وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And whosoever puts his trust in Allah, then He will suffice him. Then He will suffice him. In the explanation of these two ayats, the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan حفظه الله تعالى says: يخبر الله سبحانه نبيه، يخبر الله نبيه وأمته بأنه هو وحده كافيهم، فلا يحتاجون معه إلى أحد. He said in these two ayats, Allah is informing His Prophet along with His Ummah, those who follow the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah is informing them in these two verses that He alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is sufficient for them. And so therefore, they are not in need for anyone else besides Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not in need to turn to anyone other than Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلْيَكُنْ تَوَكُّلُهُمْ وَرَغْبَتُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ وَحْدَهُ. So therefore, this being the case, this is a reality that every Muslim believe in, should believe and should understand clearly. So therefore, they should depend on Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. They should turn their hearts to Him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَمَا جَعَلَ سُبْحَانَهُ لِكُلِّ عَمَلٍ جَزَاءً فَجَعَلَ جَزَاءَ التَّوَكُّلِ عَلَيْهِ كِفَايَتَهُ لِلْمُتَوَكِّلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the good doers for directions. So therefore, the great reward for tawakkul, for those who rely on Allah and depend on Him alone, the great reward is that Allah is sufficient for them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them, assist them, and they don't need anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ الفوزان حفظه الله فإذا كان الله سبحانه كافيا المتوكل عليه وكان حسبه وواقيه فلا مطمع فيه لعدو. الشيخ said, if Allah سبحانه وتعالى is the sufficient for the متوكل, and therefore Allah has protect such a person who rely totally on Allah, there is no way for the enemy, for that person. The enemy give up all hopes. That's it. Because Allah is protecting such a person, so the enemy has no way to that person, to harm that person. مناسبة الآيتين للباد قال فضيلة الشيخ حفظه الله أنهما يدلان على وجوب التوكل على الله لأنه هو الكافي لمن توكل عليه. The relevance of these two verses into this chapter, he says, they are both of them a proof that is obligatory to have tawakkul on Allah. Having tawakkul on Allah is an obligation, because He is the one who is sufficient. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He suffices. However, rely on Him and trust Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep in mind that along with having tawakkul, we still require to follow the means that are legislated. This is very important. Our noble scholars, when they talk about the tawakkul, they mention this. You have to have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because everything is in Allah's hands. Nothing of good or bad happen except by Allah's leave. Of course, the people, they want that which is good. And no one in his right mind wish for evil and for bad. No one go out there looking for trouble. But things do happen. That's what Allah has decreed. We don't know what's going to happen next moment. But everything is written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah have knowledge of all what's going to happen, when it happened and how it happened. So, alhamdulillah for Islam, because it teach us to rely on Allah, not to rely on means. And that make a big difference in the life of a person. You find a Muslim, the believer who understand this matter of aqidah clearly, so his life is in ease, at rest. He go ahead and do what he has to do. If he get a flat tire going to work, no problem, alhamdulillah. He still have a smile on his face. He still remembering Allah. He's still saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And if he can fix it, he's fixing it while he's still remembering Allah. Doesn't switch the channel, start cursing, oh, this, what a bad day. Oh man, I know this day is going to be a bad one. Or how would you know? You know the unseen, this day is going to be a bad day. See the believer, continue to remember Allah. If he don't know how to fix it, he calls somebody, and while he's waiting, he's remembering Allah. Likewise, he's at work, receive a phone call, text message, his son very sick, maybe the wife or the grandmother or the grandfather, or they rush that baby to the hospital. Well, he's going, alhamdulillah, he's remembering Allah. ain't running no light. Remembering Allah with ease. Doesn't matter what the doctors say. Oh, your son is have kind of this or have that. Well, he may get there and they say, hey, you came late, he died, she died. Say, Alhamdulillah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Nothing, no distress. No, not like some people. When things are going their way, oh, they're happy. Oh, Alhamdulillah. When things are not going the way they want it, then they turn the other side. And some people even stop praising Allah and remembering Allah. But you have to follow the means. But you don't depend on the means. You depend on Allah. Now, it's a big difference. Some people, they don't understand this matter clearly. They think that tawakkul on Allah, that's it. Stay home and stay in the masjid and don't have a job. Oh, Allah is going to take care of me. Why, akhi? Because I'm tawakkul on Allah. This is not how we work. It's not how we work. Tawakkul on Allah, but you still have to follow means. Do what you have to do. Aynam. Umar radiallahu anhu, he saw certain people in the masjid always. He says, who are these people? They don't go to work. And now he says, no, they just wait for the people to give them things, food. And why? He says, because they have tawakkul on Allah. He said, they are not. They are a burden on others. This is not how you understand tawakkul on Allah. Tawakkul on Allah is that along with following the legislated means, you should believe that you're not getting what you are getting now just because of those skills, but because Allah wants it for you. I know. ما يستفاد من الآيتين أولا وجوب التوكل على الله لأنه من أعظم أنواع العبادة. The first benefit from these two verses, it is obligatory to have tawakkul on Allah. And tawakkul on Allah is one of the greatest of all acts of worship. So it is a ibadah. Not only an ibadah, an act of worship, is one of the great acts of worship. Number two, bayanu. And this is very important because, look, the believers, when they are in trouble, when they are going through some hardship, they turn to Allah and begin to ask Allah first. You see? And if somebody says, Akhi, we're done, man, we're never going to make it. He said, how could you say such things? SubhanAllah, ya. You believe in Allah? How do you know how we can make it? Don't worry, ya. We are in this hardship by Allah's leave. It is decreed for us. And we're going to turn to Allah and ask Him for relief and to release us from this. That's it. And then before you know it, Allah will make a way out for you. Like you'll be really jammed in some traffic or when it's chaos and people running, screaming, and this. What you do? You remember Allah. And you turn to Allah and ask Allah, and before you know it, maybe police officers come point to you, you guys over there. And he may open for you some barrier and say, get out of here. Easy. They may not do it in the right way, but that's a way out for you. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. He suffice those who rely on him. Number two, بيان فضل التوكل على الله وفائدته وأنه أعظم الأسباب لجلب النفع ودفع الضر. Likewise, these two verses, they highlight the virtue of tawakkul and its great fruits and benefits. And that is, tawakkul is one of the great means that bring good and benefit and repel harm. Aina. Depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all things. ثالثاً أن الجزاء من جنس العمل. Actions are rewarded according to that the reward is for the actions. Aynam. Everyone is rewarded according to what they do, not according to their skin color or according to being from this tribe or this country or no, according to their actions. There's no superiority for an Arab over a non-Arab, or a black over a white, or white or black. That's what makes the superiority is taqwa. Taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل قالها إبراهيم عليه السلام حين ألقي في النار وقالها محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حين قالوا له إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. In the Shaykh al-Islam, Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned this hadith that is in Sahih al-Bukhari, collected by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam al-Nasai rahimahullah, that Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma says, and he mentioned this ayah, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah alone is sufficient for us, and He is the best disposer of affairs for us. This statement was said, this was said by Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was thrown into the fire. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah alone is sufficient for us, and He is the best disposer of affairs for us. And also, it was said by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they said to him, and this is the hypocrites, as the tafsir, in the tafsir, when the hypocrites said, verily the people, meaning the pagans, have gathered against you a great army, therefore fear them. But it only increased them in faith. It only increased the Prophet ﷺ and the believers in faith. المعنى الإجمالي للأثر يروي عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن هذه الكلمة العظيمة حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل قالها الخليلان إبراهيم ومحمد عليهما الصلاة والسلام في موقفين حرجين لقياهما من قومهما. He says here in this author, Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, he's narrating that this beautiful and great statement, حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل, حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل, حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل, Allah alone is sufficient for us, حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل, حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل, Allah alone is sufficient for us, and He is the best disposer of affairs for us. This is a beautiful and great statement. It is said by the two Khalil of Allah, Ibrahim and Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi as-salatu was-salam. When they both faced a great hardship from their people. وذلك حينما دعا إبراهيم قومه إلى عبادة الله فأبوا وكسر أصنامهم فأرادوا أن ينتصروا لها فجمعوا حطبا وأضرموا له نارا ورموه بالمنجنيق إلى وسطها فقال هذه الكلمة فقال الله للنار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم. And then the Shaykh mentioned briefly the story And the incident behind this, that is, as for Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he called his people to worship none but Allah, they reject his call. Because as we know, and we believe that every prophet and a messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, they call their people to worship Allah alone. No prophet or messenger ever called the people to worship him or his mother, as falsely claimed by the pagans and by the mushrikeen. But rather, every prophet and messenger alayhi salatu wasalam called to tawheed. They called their people to worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he called his father and his people to worship none but Allah. But they rejected that call, and they persisted on worshipping and continue on worshipping their idols. So he destroyed their idols, as Allah tells us in the Quran, except for one of them, the biggest one of them. And of course, Allah narrated to us the story when they came back and they find who did this. So somebody says, somebody mentioning this young man named Ibrahim. He was around them. So when they brought him, and they says, من فعل هذا بآلهتنا يا إبراهيم? They say, who did this? Because he took an axe and destroyed all of them except for one, the big one. And they says, who did this, Ibrahim? You know? He says, yeah, this big guy right here. He's the one who did it. You know? To teach them that, subhanAllah, how would you worship something that you make from with your own hands? They make them from their own hands, they buy them, or they buy them. Somebody else made them for them. And they say, no, it's impossible. How this person can do that, can hear, can... He said, well, how could you worship something that you can hear, can see, can even protect themselves? How are they going to protect you? Then they says, yes, that's right. But then they turn back to kufr and disbelief, and they say, well, wait a minute, well, you know they don't hear and they don't see. وَلَيَّادُ بِاللَّهِ. Anyway, that's part of the story. So they decide that they have to punish Ibrahim alayhi salam. See, that's what they plan. But those who put their trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doesn't matter how difficult it looks, and you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make a way out for them. And this is very important for us, because some of us, we go through a little bit and that's it. We think we're done. Because we began to depend on ourselves, on this, and depend on whatever. Now we got to depend on Allah. Of course you follow the means, but you depend on Allah. Because those means may work, may not. Okay? Here, the mushrikeen, the people of Ibrahim alayhi salam, let's say they decide that they got to punish him for that, for these crimes. Okay? For tampering with their God, so and so, as they claim, their idols. So they gather some wood, a lot of it, and they set it on fire. It was a huge fire. Our noble scholars, they mentioned that it was so huge and intense and so hot that they couldn't even get close to it to put him in it. I know. They couldn't. They couldn't even just take him and throw him, because they will be burned. What they did, they have to throw him in the manjaniq. What do you call it?
Catapult.
Huh? Naam, the catapult. Hey, because they have to do it. Because he was so hot that they couldn't even walk with him. to throw him in it, to put him in the fire, they have to throw him in it. Hey, subhanAllah, ya. Can you imagine? So that not only because they want to make sure, the Shaykh, he said they want to make sure that he doesn't, they don't just push him to the fire. You see? Because when you push someone, he may be just out the outskirts of it. Now they want him to be in the middle of it. That's why they throw him with the catapult. Yeah, subhanAllah. في وسطها. What Ibrahim alayhi salam says. فقال هذه الكلمة. That's what he says. He says, حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. Whatever you're doing, okay, whatever you're doing, doesn't bother him. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. Allah is sufficient for us. And He is the best disposer of affairs for us. As you say, you don't be crying and begging. That's what you say. People say, oh, you're going, I'm going to do this. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. Say, فقال الله للنار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم. Allah gave orders. Allah ordered the fire, that fire, to be cool and peaceful in Ibrahim. Subhanallah. As in Surah Al-Anbiya. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was thrown into this blazing fire that destroyed everything, almost everything that is thrown in it. But he was nothing. He was not harmed by it. He's in the middle of it, but he was not harmed. Allah sufficed him. You see? وكذلك حينما أرسلت قريش إلى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم تتوعده وتقول إنا قد أجمعنا السير إليك وإلى أصحابك لنستأصلكم فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم هذه الكلمة العظيمة حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. Likewise, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, because as you have to remember, every Prophet and Messenger عليهم الصلاة والسلام, they receive a lot of harm from their people. Not all their people, they believed in them, and only a few people believed. As for the majority, they turned against the Prophets. They harmed them. Some they even were killed. Yeah. Allah tells us in the Quran that the Jews, they even killed some of their prophets. So our beloved Prophet ﷺ, he didn't make the exception when he comes to this. He was too harmed them, you know, but with a hikmah from Allah. Allah is able to protect His prophets and messengers. But if they, the best of mankind, especially Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the best of all of them, they have to go through all of this hardship. So if we only remember that, when Allah tests us, if we are like, subhanAllah, I'm tested, Allahu Akbar. Well, guess what? The one who is better than me was tested. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, it's okay with me. Some people, they act like, why me? Alright, why not? Why not? That's another question. Those who are better than us, prophets and messengers, alayhi salatu wasalam, they were tested. Not just threatened. Did the people of Ibrahim just threaten Ibrahim? How are we going to throw you in the fire? No, they did it. Did Quraysh, they just threaten the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 20 plus years? No. They went to actions, raised war against him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually, they came and fought him, and he was injured many times. His companions died in front of him. Subhanallah. Many of them injured. You know. So if we are tested, we have to remember that the best of the creation, they were tested as well. So Ibrahim, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quraysh was preparing a big army, okay, threatening to come and kill the Prophet ﷺ and his companions, and to wipe them out of the surface of earth, as we say. سيستأصلهم. هذا هو الاستئصال. استئصال الشجرة. When you uproot the tree, don't just cut it, but you uproot it. Like, why? Because you don't want to leave. Because if you just cut a tree, what happened later on? It may grow back. It may take some time. Now, them, the Quraysh, they were threatening the Prophet ﷺ. He says, look, we're not just going to come and fight and leave, kill some of you guys. No, we're coming to kill the last one of you. All Muslims are going to be on earth. You see? That's a big threat. Okay? So, what's the Prophet ﷺ says? He says this great statement. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah alone is sufficient for us, and He is the best disposer of affairs for us. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He says in Surah Ali Imran, فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٍ. So they return with grace and bounty from Allah, no harm touched them. The ayah before that, Surah Ali Imran, says, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Those, meaning the hypocrites, who said unto people, meaning the believers, verily the people, the pagans, have gathered against you a great army, therefore fear them. But it only increased them in faith, and they said, Allah alone is sufficient for us, and He is the best disposer of affairs for us. Since they have this aqeedah, sahiha, firm upon, they were firm upon this aqeedah, and they have their trust and reliance on Allah, here is the result. So they return with grace and bounty from Allah. No harm touched them. And they follow the good pleasure of Allah. And Allah is the owner of great bounty. And then the other ayah says, after that, إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. It is only shaitan that suggests to you the fear of his awliya. He suggests the fear of his supporters and friends. Parateous and disbelievers in the oneness of Allah and His Messenger Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So fear them not, but fear me if you are true believers. The shaitan at the time is like, man, you got no way out, man, that's it. Some people, they even lose it, they don't remember Allah. Time for salat comes in, they don't even pray. Why you're not praying? Akhi, look where I'm at. I gotta find a way out, man. That salat is your way out, man. Being obedient to Allah. Some people, they just panic. Body is called by the supervisor. All right, mister, just pack your stuff, leave. Why? Don't ask no question. You receive an email later on. Okay, so alhamdulillah. The believer will come to the masjid. Because it's time for Dhuhr or Asr, for example. He drives, he's remembering Allah, listening to the Quran, happy. And he comes to the masjid and pray, he's not going to talk to anybody. And he's going to go home happy, alhamdulillah, talk to his children, kiss them, play with them. Then he will pull his wife to the bedroom or to a place where he's like, look, alhamdulillah, this is what happened, alhamdulillah, hey, what you going to do, alhamdulillah. You see? But someone who has issues with tawakkul, hey, forget about it, he ain't gonna go to no masjid. He's mad, he's Or even if he comes to the masjid, he's talking to everybody. I'm done. Akhin, these jokers, or Audhu Billah, like these terms. And why? And he make it his main issue now. He talked to everybody about it, and he's upset. He go home, he's upset with the children. Yeah, it shouldn't life be like that. Should be happy. Alhamdulillah. This is a job. مناسبة الأثر للباب قال أن فيه أن هذه الكلمة التي هي كلمة التفويض والاعتماد على الله هي الكلمة التي تقال عند الكروب والشدائد وهي تدل على التوكل على الله في دفع كيد الأعداء. نعم شعيب. Sorry man, I didn't ignore you today, but all right. Go ahead. The relevance of this author to the chapter.
Relevance of the tradition to the chapter. And this tradition, the great statement pronounced by the two prophets, teaches us how to resign oneself to Allah and rely solely upon Him. Thus, Muslims should repeat that statement at hard times. This statement signifies the necessity of reliance upon Allah and repelling the enemies, making nations.
Ayna. Naam, barakallahu feek. That this author of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, it's very important for us to understand it. Because this great statement, which is said by these two great prophets and messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, Ibrahim and Muhammad. And they have, subhanAllah, strong aqidah. The best of all those who worshipped Allah are the prophets and the messengers. And we know the status of Ibrahim and Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. But look what they said at that moment. They turn to Allah and rely totally on Allah. They make this beautiful and great statement. Allah alone is sufficient for us, and He is the best disposer of affairs for us. They turn all of their affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They depend completely and totally on Him. No doubt, akhi. Not like, I don't know, it may work. No, you have to depend on Allah. You have to have this certainty, no doubts. And this is the statement, since it is said by this great man, this great Khalil, these great messengers, it should be said by the Muslims. We should learn to say it in times of difficulty and in times of hardship. If you're in trouble, difficulty, hardship, that's what you say. Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. People threatening you, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. People took your property and don't want to give it back, what are you going to do? You follow the means, still say Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. You put the affairs in Allah's hands. And likewise, this is what repel the harm of the enemies. Even they come in a great number, they threaten you with the worst imaginable possible ways. Still, alhamdulillah, look at the boat. Ibrahim alayhi salam, they didn't even threaten him. They put him in it. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, the kuffar, they were serious about that. They were just making claims. Still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a way out for them. ما يستفاد من الأثر number one, فضل هذه الكلمة وأنه ينبغي أن تقال عند الشدائد والكروب. This author once again highlights the virtue of this great statement. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. نعم سيد محمد. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.
حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.
ونعم الوكيل. عبد الله. حسبنا الله
ونعم الوكيل.
ونعم الوكيل. ونعم الوكيل. وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. أحسنت. Ramadan hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Ahsan. Na'am. So this statement should be said in times of distress, agony, difficulties, hardship, adversity, times of need. Going through distress, agony, hardship, experiencing difficulties, that's when you say, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Number two, أن التوكل من أعظم الأسباب في حصول الخير ودفع الشر في الدنيا والآخرة. The توكل is one of the greatest of all means that brings good and repel evil in this life and in the hereafter. And in the hereafter as well. ثالثا أن الإيمان يزيد وينقص. Likewise, إيمان increases and decreases, as this is the عقيدة of أهل السنة والجماعة, that إيمان increase and decreases. And ويزيد بالطاعة وينقص بالمعصية. And that إيمان increases due to obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and decreases with disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رابعا أن ما يكرهه الإنسان قد يكون خيرا له. Allahu Akbar. That you may dislike something, but it may be better for you. Has good in it for you. I know. Because people dislike, they may dislike something, but in reality that thing will be good for you. And by the end, by this we come to an end to this chapter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen our tawakkul and to make us from those who rely and depend on Him. سبحانه وتعالى جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا